Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Welcome, everybody, to Wrestling Observer Live. We are here on Friday, February 27th, 2026. As always, because this show, Wrestling Observer Live, is here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, with my main man, Andrew Zarian, and Saturday mornings with my esteemed colleague, Jim Valley, at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. As always on the show, today, we got a lot to talk about. Good Lord, this weekend, we have Elimination Chamber, which on the road to WrestleMania is sure to shape the card greatly. We will find out who will end up challenging Drew McIntyre for the WWE, Universal Championship, whatever it is, at WrestleMania. We will also find out who it is that will challenge Jade Cargill for the women's title, also at WrestleMania, as there are two Elimination Chamber matches tomorrow. But that's not all, because tonight we, of course, have SmackDown on the USA Network. Tomorrow, there is an AEW Collision show that was taped this past Wednesday in Denver, but we can talk about what will take place on that card tomorrow. And there was a big TNA Impact on AMC show last night, which we could talk about as well. There's other news to get into. Did you guys know? Did anybody have any clue? Has this been reported? There's an AI Antonio Inoki out there, and on the way, there will be an Antonio Inoki android. Can you believe it? Breaking news right here on Wrestling Observer Live 1 week later. For the rest of the show, this will become a filthy fun Friday, and we are cooking up a storm, because joining me in the next segment will be the incomparable Lance Storm. So come back with us and join us for a fun, filthy 50 minutes of pro wrestling.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So I opened a restaurant and needed everything. Menus, signage, catering brochures.
Everything and then some.
I went to Staples. They printed it all and even suggested takeout menus.
One money pit with a side of fries.
But now at Staples, you get up to $125 off custom print orders.
$125 off? Now you're cooking. Brand your business in a big way at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in store, online, or in the app by 442 unlock. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you today. Filthy Tom Lawler being joined by my co-host, Lance Storm. Welcome to the show, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thank you.
All right. Well, very succinct.
You've met me, right?
Yeah. Par for the course. I don't have too much going on over here, which is fine by me. I mean, nice 80-degree weather day outside. My family and friends back up in the Northeast are still buried in snow, so I'm not going to complain too bad.
Yeah, we got snow here last night, so.
How much?
Like 1.5 inches, 2 inches maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing too bad for Calgary.
My favorite amount of snow is Informa. You know she be talking about the man. I like it boom boom now.
Alrighty, all right, then.
Well, I'm also in a good mood because not only is it nice outside, I'm not in the snow, but there's going to be a big weekend of wrestling that I can sit down and watch in between my drive to Ontario, California for my daughter's gymnastics meet. But I will take my downtime tomorrow to watch the Elimination Chamber. I can watch AEW Collision. If I so chose, I could watch the TKO doubleheader. I could watch UFC Mexico City, which will go head-to-head with Elimination Chamber. They love to cannibalize whatever small percentage of the audience watches both. They're always running against each other, it seems, but I digress because there's no shortage of shows every week. Tonight, we will start off the action with a big SmackDown ahead of the Elimination Chamber tomorrow. And we have a full preview of this show, which, you know, I think will actually come out and be pretty noteworthy in the end. We'll have a face-to-face with all six members of the Elimination Chamber match. That's Javon Evans, Trick Williams, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, LA Knight, and Jey Uso, who apparently was not supposed to be involved in this matchup, but, you know, now is because of a freak injury to the freak Bronson Reed. So he was taken out of the match on Monday. Jey Uso won, and now he is in this Elimination Chamber. Everybody expects Cody Rhodes to win the match on Saturday at the Elimination Chamber. But, you know, I just feel that Drew versus Cody one-on-one is, it's been done. It's been done ad nauseum. It's, to me, and even if they add some stipulation, and I know it's been speculated that, like, you could add Hell in a Cell. I just think it's been done too many times. They need to add another wrinkle. Of course, it's been thought that Jacob Fatu would be in the mix. However, he's not even in this Elimination Chamber match. When I watch the TV every week, to me, it looks like they're setting up some sort of multi-man match with Drew, with Randy Orton. Drew attacked Randy Orton last week. Of course, he's going after everybody that's in this match, but he attacked Randy Orton last week. He's had beef with Cody Rhodes, of course, for what seems like a eternity at this point. And then you, of course, have Fatu out there, Sami Zayn. So I think they're moving towards some sort of multi-man match. I don't know what it'll end up being, but I think we're going to find out tomorrow. And I think Drew is probably going to interfere in that match because he has nothing else going on.
I don't know why a champion would interfere in the match, but you're right. And it's tough because if it is just a singles match, it feels like we've been there before. But if you find a way to get to a multi-person match, you're kind of spitting, I'll use a different word, on the stip of the Elimination Chamber. It's like the winner's supposed to be the guy. If someone who's not in it or didn't win it ends up in the title match, you're kind of going back on the whole point of the chamber.
Yeah, I think there needs to just be some sort of insane amount of chaos. You know, I mentioned Drew McIntyre has nothing going on in the show, but neither does Jacob Fatu. You know, so they could all somehow become involved. Sami Zayn is not in a match tomorrow on the show. So there's a lot of moving parts, I think, that could end up being added in there somehow. And I'm interested to see because, like I said, I just think Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre is going back to the well one too many times. Tonight on SmackDown, we'll also have Rio defend the WWE Women's Tag Title against the, as they have now been coined, the irresistible forces of Nia Jax and Lash Legend. And with the Women's Elimination Chamber on the horizon tomorrow, and Rhea Ripley in that match and being the biggest star in that match, I would not be surprised to see them do a title switch here, have Rhea win the Elimination Chamber match tomorrow and have a big powerhouse showdown with Jade Cargill at WrestleMania. And I think it would be a good spot for Nia Jax and for Lash Legend to get the push, get her first big title on the main roster, and then they could defend it at WrestleMania against a number of different teams in a multi-person match or, you know, even in a straight tag match against somebody.
Yeah, I agree. I prefer when the championship is on the biggest star, and I think Rhea is that biggest star, and I think booking in general tends to hand it around so everybody gets a turn too much. I would like to see Rhea back in the women's singles division, and I think her and Jade is an intriguing matchup.
Yeah, and I don't think it's one of the situations where, like, if you split Rhea and Io apart after WrestleMania that either one of them is going to suffer. You know, Io has already been made. She didn't need to be in this team. Sure, it elevated her in the eyes of some of the fans, but she didn't need to be in this team with Rhea. She was going to be fine regardless, and splitting them apart makes the single scene stronger with the women. And, you know, I have no problem seeing Nia and Lash be the natural disasters of the women's tag division, you know.
I'm older than you. I'd rather see them as the road warriors than the natural disasters, but okay.
You know who I have more fond memories of, to be fair, is probably the natural disasters.
You're younger than I am. The road warriors are who got me into being a wrestling fan.
You know what?
These monsters that killed people.
I'm always going to have a soft spot for, well, both Typhoon and John Tenta in my heart because, like, the first college bar I went to when I moved to Orlando in 2001, can you imagine you walk into the bar and the bouncer is Earthquake?
That dude is so huge.
I was like, I was in shock. You know what I mean? I was frozen.
You behaved yourself.
I felt the tremors. Of course I behaved myself. I was a huge fan.
I actually wrestled, I'm trying to think what name he used at the time.
But Shark?
Fred Ottman. Wow. in Japan. My first tour with War. It was a tag team tournament, and he was there. And I think it might have actually been my first match for War. Was Akio Sato and Fred Ottman against myself, and I don't remember who my partner was. And I just couldn't believe how wide his back was. Like, the guy's just enormous.
Uncle Howdy, I could sit here and talk about those two for the rest of the show, so I have to move on, because there's an Uncle Howdy versus Solo Sikoa match taking place tonight, which, it's got to be good. This has to be like when the Clowns took on the Wyatts and I expected nothing and it was awesome. This has to exceed all my expectations. So I am now waiting with bated breath for this match. Oba Femi is going to be shown the ropes by The Miz, as The Miz offered that very thing last week.
Is he going to stand there and point at them and go, those are the ropes?
Yeah, I think so. He said, let me show you the ropes. And Oba's like, oh, no problem. I'll go talk to Nick Aldis right now. I'm trying not to do an Oba Femi impression. So, and then Jordan Grace will take on Candice LeRae. Of course, the Elimination Chamber tomorrow will have CM Punk versus Finn Balor. The Men's Elimination Chamber, which I mentioned earlier. The Women's Intercontinental Championship will be on the line. Becky Lynch against AJ Lee. And then the Women's Elimination Chamber. Can you believe it's been 30 years since they have been in the United Center? Wow. That's crazy. Because, hey, 10 years ago, I won a UFC Performance Knockout of the Night on that very show. We'll be back in the next segment to talk more pro wrestling on Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you. Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm hosting it up on a filthy fun Friday. I had some fun watching TNA Impact last night, Lance. Not as much fun, I will say. There's some stuff that bothered me on the show. I didn't have as much fun as I did watching it last week. I thought last week had some great, great in-ring action. I loved that Guitar Case casket match as we went over last week. This week,
that Guitar Case needs to be in a museum somewhere. That was well built.
It's not in pieces at this point?
No. Well, I hope not. They even had strings on it.
Where do you store that?
I don't know, man. They lug it around the truck. Where do they store the cage and all the other crap that you use once in a blue moon?
Well, I mean, the show was taped in Nashville, right? Is that correct?
We were then, yeah.
Yeah, so anywhere, you know, like if there's anywhere on planet Earth that would have one of those Guitar Case caskets, it would be Nashville. So, you know, perhaps it's like just on display at a bar.
Yeah, why not?
Well, this show actually was also taped in Nashville, I believe. And it opened with a video recap of Macklin trying to invade the tapings. It had some video of the Guitar Case casket match before we went to the in-ring portion, which was TNA World Champion Santana teaming once again with TNA X Division Champion Leon Slater. They took on the Nemeth Brothers. Frankie Kazarian was doing guest commentary. The baby faces cleared the ring. Slater dove onto the brothers early, and then the Nemeth brothers distracted the referee a few times. They got the heat on Santana. Santana hit the rolling buck 50, tagged in Slater. Slater flew off the top with a cross body block, which you very rarely see nowadays, before Santana came back in.
It always gets a reaction. People should do it more.
Well, not only that, we could talk about, well, we will talk about this more later probably, but he did the cross body block, and it's not the one that you see so often now where the person catching it kind of jumps and takes a bump as well. It was the one where, like, you catch the guy and you kind of roll him over. So it's, you know, it just looks different visually. And as you know, as fans know, anything that looks a little bit different, a slight variation on the norm, is always a welcome addition. So, you know, I thought, keep it in the repertoire, because it always works, like you said. I'm sorry. Slater got back in. He got hit with a famouser. Slater fought Nemeth off the top rope, but Eric Young, who has an X Division title shot courtesy of Feaster Fired, ran out for a distraction. He was run off by Santana. Leon went for the Swanton 450. Nemeth got the knees up, and Nick Nemeth cradled Leon Slater, pinned him to win the match, got his win back after being defeated in the main event of No Surrender just weeks ago.
So we have the good brothers. Are these the Nemeth, the not-so-good brothers?
They are bad brothers.
Bad brothers.
We had then Danny Luna take on Lei Ying Li. And Lance, if you could ever get me a job, I just want to be the freak camera guy who's got to wear the chain for Danny Luna to get pulled in. That seems like a great gig for her entrance. So Danny beat up Lei Ying Li. She could have put her away, so instead she went and grabbed this said steel chain, wrapped it around the top turnbuckle. She tried to run Lei Ying Li into it, despite the fact she'd be DQ'd. It was halted by Lei. She fired back with a series of kicks, an awesome, vicious thrust super kick. Looked like it was straight out of your playbook now that I think about it. They rammed into each other multiple times. Luna tripped her, locked on a sleeper. Again, they traded roll-ups, and this infuriated me. because Danny Luna kicked out of a pin attempt. Lei Ying Li flew headfirst into the chains. This was not a DQ. These chains should not have been in the ring. Luna should have been disqualified. She was not. I guess the referee didn't see it. Luna German suplexed her, hit a sit-out Widowmaker, and got the win. Refs, across the board, we got to do better than this. NXT, Raw, TNA, everywhere. Refs are being distracted by nothing, by dust in the air. Pixies, I don't know what it is. They're missing blatant interference, not calling DQs.
There's a hereditary lack of peripheral vision in pro wrestling refs. We need to address that.
You think it's chromosomal?
We actually had a legally blind ref for a while.
Excuse me?
We had a...
Tell me more.
In TNA, we had... I think it was in WWE first. We had a ref that was visually impaired enough that he was legally blind. And we actually, on one occasion, had him refereeing a Crazy Steve match, who was also legally blind. Oh. And I was just like, wow, this is interesting.
If only he could have had Stan Hansen there. Ringside as well. So Alicia Edwards was going to decline to re-sign with TNA, but
Alicia,
of all people...
Alicia Edwards.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Alicia Edwards was... she was coaxed out of it by Mose. Of all people. We then had AJ Francis take on Mance Warner, and these guys brawled all across around the ring, the ringside, inside the ring, outside the ring. Steph DeLander got involved, and once again, AJ Francis grabs a chair, just like Danny Luna in the last match. He said, enough with this, I'm going to grab a foreign object. Well, Steph DeLander distracted him enough that Mance Warner just took it and started beating AJ Francis with the chair. He got DQ'd.
Well, the refs saw it. Be happy, bro.
There's no consistency. There's no consistency. I just want to know what the rules are. I don't particularly care if they're lax. I just want them to be consistent. So he was a foreign object. He got DQ'd.
Well, I believe, and I could be wrong here, because there is no actual pro wrestling rule book. You can't pick up a foreign object and hit someone.
Don't,
but if there
this.
Is an object laying no. somewhere, sitting somewhere, you can throw no. a person at it.
Please,
it's,
no.
It's like you're not allowed to pick up the stairs and hit them, but you can whip them into the stairs.
I am going to bring in one of those long strips of spikes that the police throw out in a high-speed chase and just start Irish whipping people at it. Why not? There's no
new
DQ.
Gimmick.
Huh? Come on.
Road rage, filthy Tom.
I mean, it is a deadly thing. So the purveyor of hardcore country, Mickie James, came out. This time she didn't cut down Dave Meltzer, but she did cut down Ash by Elegance, who came out. They went back and forth in a promo. The crowd told Ash she sucked after she told Mickie that she was better than she is. Mickie reminded her that she basically got her foot in the door. She got the foot in the door for Ash after she left WWE. And they got into it. The camera went backstage. The Elegance brand was cornering Mickie James' son. Mickie James' son goes to the concierge. He goes, hey, what are you doing in here? You shouldn't be in here. And some guy from the crowd yells, he shouldn't be near children, period.
Wow. I didn't catch that.
Oh, man. You hear it clear as day.
Poor George.
Mickie ran back to help him, but she got laid out by the Elegance brand, who also laid out Jody Threat during this. So Harley Hudson went and got Santino to kind of take care of this. Like, hey, Jody Threat's laid out. We need help. So Daria Ray shows up and blames Santino for this. She verbally runs him down and then told him that his daughter is going to be a great champion no matter what he thinks, and he needs to get his stuff together now. I howled at this, as Brian would say. Jada Stone and Tasha Steelz had a good back-and-forth match that Jada Stone won after she countered a cutter attempt. She did a handstand, crucifixed Tasha Steelz, and pinned the former Knockouts champion, but she got beat up afterwards. Tasha Steelz wasn't having it. Laid her out with the cutter. Tom Hannafin welcomed Steve Maclin back to the Impact Zone, or the non-Impact Zone, where they talked about Maclin being fired because of the Feaster fired briefcase. Maclin talked about Santana being selfish in the past, abandoning him. Maclin told Tom that Tom owed Maclin his job, and Tom kind of acquiesced, but he called out Maclin for a lack of accountability, and this sent Steve over the edge. He punched his longtime friend in the gut, leveled him. Tom was laid up, curled over in the fetal position. Santana ran out. Maclin shoved poor Matt Raywalt to the floor, and that was the end of the segment. I thought it was good. The crowd hated Maclin, which, you know, just weeks ago, I wouldn't have expected.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the gut punch, too, to a non-wrestler, because if you've ever had the wind knocked out of you, it's like, it sucks. And it's sort of also, it's like, they were good friends, so just punching him in the face seems a bit much, but just knocking the wind out of dude is such a crappy thing to do. I keep looking for appropriate words for the radio, but yeah. Such a low end thing to do. Punch a guy, knock his wind out of him.
Non-expletives.
Yes.
And I thought you mentioned for a non-wrestler, I thought Tom Hannafin did a great job taking that punch and curling over. You know what I mean? All it took was one. He didn't oversell it. So big props to Tom Hannafin. We'll talk about the main event of TNA on AMC and more when we come back from the break.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Logan Fury did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he bought a mini treadmill. Is walking on it during video conference calls more distracting than he thought? Yes. And is that because he overestimated his foot-eye coordination? Definitely. But it's Logan's savings, and if he wants to burn calories and any chance at a promotion, we say, good for you, Logan. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm on the air with you. Still a lot to get into today. We got to talk about this AI Antonio Inoki and the Android dream matches that he could have. But let's wrap up this TNA on AMC Impact episode for now. The main event was the System versus the Hardys and the Righteous. The Righteous, of course, have been on a mission to convince the Hardys that they are on the same side as them. They are not trying to get close to them for nefarious means. They're all on the same page. And after the attack by Steve Macklin on Tom Hannifin, Gia Miller filled in for Tom on commentary. And I thought she was going to do play-by-play at first. And I was wondering if this is the first female play-by-play announcer we'd have on major American television wrestling. I remember Renee Paquette was doing some sort of color commentary. I think they usually had a three-person booth on Raw, but she would be on commentary for a while. But Gia Miller did what I would say was color commentary and not play-by-play. And yeah, I enjoyed listening to her. I thought she did a good job. I don't know if she's been in this role before. I don't know if she's had to fill in on occasion, but I enjoyed listening to her. I thought she was enthusiastic, and I wouldn't mind listening to her more.
Well, then you need to watch our Explosion show, because Gia and Tom Hannifin are our commentary duo during Explosion.
So you're trying to get me to do more work.
Well, you said you could you would enjoy hearing more from Gia Miller. Well, she's on regularly, one or two matches a week on Explosion.
I did say that. I might have to just like listen to the audio as I take my dogs for a walk. The soothing sounds of Gia Miller.
There you go.
Color commentary. So the match built to Bear Bronson versus Dutch as the powerhouse battle. Dutch won, and then all things started breaking down. Vincent and Dutch did a poetry of motion, a Baldo bomb, one of my favorite moves by Bear Bronson, took out Vincent. Matt Hardy got tagged in, ran wild. He had a side effect. Myers broke it up. Vincent made the save for Matt. Jeff hit a twist of fate on Bear. Cedric kicked Jeff. Dutch gave him a black hole slam. Eddie super kicked him to the floor. Matt Hardy hit the Christian falling DDT. Eddie Edwards gave him a falling blue thunder bomb. He set up for the Boston Knee Party, but Vincent shoved Matt out of the way, took the proverbial bullet for Matt Hardy in an attempt to once again earn his trust so that they can betray them in the future, for sure. And the System won the match. Not only did they win the match, but they beat up the losers of the match after the match for good measure until former System member Moose ran down. He got beat up by the System until Alicia Edwards ran down and put an end to the beating, protecting her friend Moose against the attack from her husband, Eddie Edwards, as the show ended.
Got some family drama coming.
It looks like it's already started.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need a little bit more backstory on that, or is Moose and Alicia being friends enough?
Well, she's been the one that goes to the ring with Moose more often than not, so there is a tight friendship there. So we'll see where this goes.
I mean, enough to go against who you live with at home, you know?
Well, I'd rather have Eddie or Moose mad at me than Lish, I'll tell you that.
Well, so I don't have the YouTube chat mad at me. I'm going to give a quick preview of AEW Collision right now, which was taped in Denver this past week. We'll have the Death Riders, consisting of Pac, Wheeler, Daniel Garcia, and Claudio Castagnoli, taking on the Don Callis family in 8-man action, as the Don Callis family will consist of Rocky Romero, Trent Beretta, Josh Alexander, and Lance Archer. Big Tom Tomohiro Ishii will take on Andrade El Idolo in singles action. Tony Storm versus Zeta Steel. Jay Lethal versus Tommaso Ciampa in the 2011 ROH special. The Brawling Birds will be in action. Kazuchika Okada and Kyle Fletcher will take on Top Flight. And Chris Statlander and Thunder Rosa will take on the Sisters of Sin. Now, Lance, I'd like to talk about a topic that I know you would too, that's been on the minds and tongues of many people on the internet and the wrestling world, and that is the subject of dives. Because this past week, there was an instance in which Penelope Ford did a moonsault to the floor, and I did not see the whole match. I have only seen that spot. But she did a moonsault to the floor against Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron in a match which her and Megan Bain were trying to win the AEW Women's Tag Titles. And in the course of doing this moonsault to the floor, she suffered an ACL injury, I believe.
Oh, really? I heard it was an ankle.
Oh, was it ankle?
I heard a sprained ankle. Maybe
she got hurt. Hopefully it was just a sprained ankle. So what really the reason why I'm bringing this up is because of the discourse that has come out of this. And there's been a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blaming at people one way or another. And both I and Lance have, you know, very strong thoughts and opinions on this. So Lance, I'd like to open it up and the floor is yours.
Yeah, I'll start with, because again, I'm old. Back in my day, those who were really, really acrobatic and good at diving would only be the ones doing difficult dives. And they would only do them when they had people that were good at catching them. You know, Ultimo Dragon's Acai Moonsault, which he invented, he wouldn't do it on everybody because he wanted good catchers. And they also used to, and again, this is not pointing a finger at anyone, it's just they used to lay them out much more. Great Sasuke, Ultimo Dragon would lay those moonsaults out so that you could catch them chest to chest almost in a tombstone position and prevent them from hitting the floor, especially because they generally dove on people bigger than them who could catch them. And then doing the moves became more important than the safety, and people who didn't do them as well would just flip and hope for the best. And I think Brian went on a rant yesterday about, you know, when you plan on landing on your feet, you've got knees coming at your face and head, and they're hard to catch. And I've even had divers, I've heard them say, it's like, oh, I don't really need you to catch me, so just sort of be close by and I'll land on my feet, don't worry about it. And that's where those blaming poor Harley Cameron for not catching her, it's like, you don't even know if she was supposed to. Like, it's possible, Penelope said, it's like, oh, I'll just land on my feet, just be close to me, we'll be fine. And unfortunately, she hurt her ankle or knee. And it really comes down to what the goal is. And if you're expecting people to catch you, you need to dive in a manner by which you can be caught. And if you're planning on just landing on your feet and having people near you because you don't care all that much about being caught, then there's those risk of injuries. We've seen a couple of the moonsaults where they over-rotate and smash their head on the floor and get concussed.
Yeah.
And or just landing on your feet, and eventually your knees and ankles are going to go, because I don't even like jumping off the apron and landing on my feet anymore because my knees hurt too much. So it's, you should not be pointing fingers when you don't know what the plan was going into the dive. And we should also be more cautious with dives, because a lot of people do ones that are hard to catch. And, you know, Brian's an advocate for just the traditional high cross body off the top rope to the floor looks great and is catchable. And again, especially if you jump on people who are bigger than you that can catch you. So you don't have Mike Awesome diving on poor Spike Dudley, which was done back in the day and did neither one of them any favors.
But it was awesome.
It got a pop, but poor Spike got squashed, and Mike did on more than one occasion blow an ACL doing that dive.
Well, one of the issues too with, and I'll say from experience being in there and catching people on dives, is that, like you mentioned, on this moonsault especially that Penelope Ford does, and she has done it without being injured. We've seen that happen. However, it only takes there's a small margin of error when you're coming off the top rope like that. It's not something I think that she's out there practicing all the time, because how could you? You know what I mean? You can't go and risk doing that to the floor without some sort of gigantic padding there, you know, without risking injury. And quite frankly, it's not worth it to do it in training. You know, it's much more beneficial just to, you know, kind of know how to do the moonsault, get out there and give it a shot, unless you have this giant crash pad. And even then, that's going to alter how you land as well. So it's something that is very hard to train. Now, as a base or somebody who's catching the dive, more often than not, in the sort of moonsault that Penelope Ford was doing and the sort of moonsault that you'll see Tiffany Stratton do, Charlotte, where they backflip and land on their feet and don't want to be caught, you're usually told to step in. And I'll usually ask whoever's doing the dive, how do you want to be caught? Do you want to go over my back and kind of land on my shoulder in almost like a power slam position, or like the moonsault? Do you want me to catch you? Do you want me to grab you and bring you down with me? Even when somebody is doing something as simple as a tope suicida, a suicide dive, I'll ask, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to take it? Do you want me to put my hands up? Do you want me to just eat it? What is the best? How close do you want me to be? Something like a tope con hilo. And I, of all things, I am not, you know, saying I am a great professional wrestler by any means, but I am willing to put myself in danger, at least for the other person's sake, to catch a dive. And there's been one time I remember really not getting there. I was too far back as a guy did a flip dive, a tope con hilo over the top. It was against Trey Lamar at a Black Label Pro show during the day portion of a 2-day show. So that tells you how vividly I remember not catching somebody on a dive. And, you know, I think that's one of the other things. You have to be comfortable putting yourself in danger for the other person. And it's not something that you can do. You have to go over that beforehand.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can't do this sort of thing on the fly. You have to know, yes, I am comfortable getting in the way. Yes, I am comfortable sacrificing myself. Maybe I'm going to eat one of these knees, and that is just the that's collateral damage if we're doing something, you know, this dangerous. Does it have to be done? No. But, you know, it's not my style. It's not my favorite thing that I like to watch in wrestling, but it is part of the lay of the land nowadays. And if people are going to be doing these crazy top rope dives to the outside, both people have to be in agreement of exactly where you're going to stand, where you're going to land, so that we don't see basically non-contact injuries like this happen throughout wrestling in the future.
Yeah, I agree. And I think too, people need to read, like, again, if I'm doing the dive and you're catching me as an example, it's like, if you seem at all hesitant or unsure, it should be on me to go, you know what, let's do something else. Because if one of the two or one of the four people involved in a dive or any kind of move is hesitant or unsure, your chance of injury goes way up. And I think more people should put the safety ahead of getting their stuff in, if you will.
Yeah. One of the coolest moves that I've seen in the past few weeks was simply Kevin Knight doing a house show dive over the post. Added virtually no difficulty, looked a little bit different, looked awesome, and got a reaction just like we're going to try to do as we wrap up the end of the show. Wrestling Observer Live coming back at you with the final segment.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm diving through the middle and over the top, respectively, back at you to wrap up Wrestling Observer Live. I'd like to get into the most important news of the entire week. In the last segment here, that AI Antonio Inoki has appeared. Breaking news. Not 7 days ago did we have this story, but just now there's an AI Antonio Inoki. The android robot will be here next year. And I have just been thinking about all of the dream matches. We talked about Antonio Inoki against Suzuki or the Mecha Mummy last week. You know, unfortunately, John Cena, the prototype, is gone, so we can't have that robot versus robot match. Are there any other robot matches you could think of for this android Inoki, Lance?
Well,
I don't
want to
hog all the time.
We could get the return of RoboCop.
Oh, my God.
With all of his wrestling experience from the 90s.
We could have RoboCop. What's up with the new breed? Do they count? Weren't they from the future?
They were. I need to go back and look up what year they were from.
I mean, we could, let's be honest, who wouldn't want to see an android Antonio Inoki taking on Oz?
Oz, welcome to Oz.
Oz, there's so many matches out there for this android Antonio Inoki. I cannot wait until 2027 hits. But until then, we're just going to have to deal with this AI Antonio Inoki for the foreseeable future. And for the foreseeable future, Wrestling Observer Live will be back on the air tomorrow with Jim Valley. We'll be back on the air Sunday with Andrew Zarian. Brian Alvarez has threatened to come back on the air next Monday, so we'll see if he shows his pansy face on the radio. If not, it'll be Filthy Tom Lawler. Lance Storm, one of us will be here with you. And we will see you next time on Wrestling Observer Live.